Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We continue to see more mature, impressive tennis from Monfils, and he's back to the quarterfinals.
It was impressive. You know, it took him a little while to get his bearings. We can talk more, as you said, later, but it was a good effort from him. Once he took control in the first set against Baghdatis, you felt like he was going to run it out in straight.
Which is exactly what he did, 6-3, 6-2, 6-3. Now he awaits the winner here. Could it be his countryman, Lucas Pouy? Let's go over to the women, where we saw another impressive win for Caroline Wozniacki. She has had a disappointing season, but a run here to the quarterfinals, erasing much of those bad memories. What did she do so well to roll past Madison Keys 6-3, 6-4?
I think it was a combination of the fact that Keys self-destructed. She made an awful lot of unforced errors, but Caroline played a tactically savvy match, and she kept serving to the Keys forehand with the slice, kept it low, got a lot of errant returns from her. She also combined solid, deep forehands down the line with real penetrating back two-handers. So I think that Caroline acquitted herself really well from the backcourt, served shrewdly, and it was just not a good day for Madison Keys. But frankly, it was just an extension of what we've been seeing from her in the other matches. The difference is she had a much more formidable opponent in Caroline Wozniacki, who had her best win in a long while and gets through to the quarterfinals deservedly. Caroline only lost her own serve once. That impressed me the most, the way she served. We know she's a great returner, but I thought that Madison would be able to break her more often. It was a first-rate performance. Keys came back from 2-love to 2-all in the second set, but it was to no avail. It was all Caroline Wozniacki today.
And she has a very manageable quarterfinal against Anastasia Sevastova, who is not been manageable for anyone after beating Muguruza. She keeps it going with a straight sets win over the in-form Johanna Konta. Here in the night session, a very interesting match. We'll start on the men's side. I know it's the second match, but Novak Djokovic, the world number one, hopes to play a complete match for the first time in 6 days against Kyle Edmund, the young Brit who bounced John Isner the other day. Good forehand, big serve, great movement. How can he trouble Djokovic?
Their previous time, which I believe was in Miami, it was a pretty routine win for Novak, although I think at that point Edmund wasn't expecting much of himself. He might be expecting more now after a run like this, but I don't know. I don't think if it's the top of the line Djokovic that there's much Edmund can do to make an impression. You know, Djokovic returns too well. That's going to be a constant problem, but the question we all have is what can Novak do? We saw him in the first round, four sets over Jerzy Janowicz from Poland, and that's when he had a problem with his right arm in addition to the left wrist issue that he had coming into the tournament, and then a default from Vesely, and then only six games against Yuzhny. Yuzhny has to retire, so we haven't really seen enough of him, and he hasn't been able to test himself enough to know how he's playing, Brian. That's why I'm really looking forward to this tomorrow. I hope we get a complete match, and we really can find out where Novak Djokovic is at this stage of the tournament, how he's feeling about his game. Can he break 120 on the serve consistently when he needs it? Does he hit the two-hander with his normal authority? All the questions that are lingering that will be answered tonight, at least to a degree.
And that match follows the showdown between second-seeded Angelique Kerber and Petra Kvitova, the 14th seed. How can Kvitova bother Kerber in this match?
Well, I think, you know, obviously it's a battle of lefties. It's all lefties. She's the shot maker. She's the explosive one. Angelique Kerber, much more relying on her solid play from the baseline, her defense. And then when she has the opportunity here and there to step in and hit winners, she will. But she's much more percentage-oriented. That's why it's an interesting match. Lefty versus lefty, big, bold shot maker versus percentage player. And we'll see. I mean, often you never know which Kvitova is going to show up. If it's the best Kvitova, if it's the one who's really, sprinkling the court with winners off both sides, she can make this match very interesting tonight.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.